It's actually embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. And do you do it too? I realized that I looked in my mouth and I have like my jaw has been hurting like crazy lately. And I've been like biting the insides of my cheeks constantly.
Yeah.
So I started like looking online. I'm like, what is this weirdo new thing I'm doing? And it turns out I'm a cheek biter, which is very common. And how do you recognize that you're a cheek biter? This is the internet guy.
You can stand in front of the mirror, just pull the cheek out, and you can see a white line in the center of a cheek.
It's a white line in the center of a cheek. Want to see?
No, not really. No, it's all right.
Do you see it?
No, not really.
You want me to come closer?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
If you look inside your mouth, like there's two white lines on both sides of your cheek. Some people only have it on one. I have it on both sides because I am an aggressive cheek biter.
I mean, I feel like I've bitten my cheeks before. Sometimes, you know, just you're doing it on purpose, and other times not. You're kind of doing it subconsciously. But I never realized that the white line thing was definitely an indicator of that.
I do. I now that I've become hyper aware of it, I realize I do it all the time.
Okay.
And it's constantly there. And I am not, I don't know when I do it. I don't know if I'm doing it when I'm awake and people see me do it and they just don't say anything.
Sure.
I don't know if I'm doing it when I'm sleeping. But why do people do this? Internet guy.
One of the most common reasons is stress and anxiety. Your biting sometimes turns into a body-focused repetitive behavior, like hair pulling, nail biting, and excessive blinking.
Mm. Dogs will do this too. Usually starts with an itch, but then they'll just keep working at it, working at it, working at it, working at it, working at it. All of a sudden, there's a hole in their leg.
Okay.
Yeah. Except you're a person.
I knew a woman who was an eye blinker. That was her nervous tic.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it was very strange the first time I met her because she just kept blinking over and over and over and over again. And then you wonder, like, is there something in their eye? And then you realize, no, like, she has no control over it. I think I would rather have my cheek biting than be an excessive eye blinker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some things are involuntary. Your body just kind of does them too in a stressful situation. I mean, there's conditions for that, obviously. So we don't get to choose our tics.
No,
that's the thing.
It chooses us.
That's right. Yeah.
Also, consult a doctor if you develop a fever, your cheek swells, or you notice strange odors coming from the wound.
Good news. I haven't noticed any strange odors coming from my mouth except for just normal bad coffee breath.
If you have an abscess or something that you've created in your cheek, you'll want some help with that.
I looked at how do you stop because I'm like, this is terrible. Like, you know, and hypnosis was the number one thing. I'm like, I don't think that's real.
Do you do it in your sleep, too, like grinding your teeth? You can mouth guard it.
I have no idea. I have no idea when I do it. I'm trying to be more conscious of it. It's my weirdo nervous tic.
Yeah, my thing is like, so I suck my teeth. I'll do that sometimes, or I'll just, I'll whistle, but it's like not a song. It's just like, I do that when I'm working and when I'm thinking over multiple things at once. I mean, you must be witness to this every single day, really.
You whistle while you work?
I do. Laugh it up if you want to, but I do. But most people find it annoying.
Well,
that's the thing.
No. I know that you do it, and it is annoying.
Yes.
You know, because it's like, what are you doing? Like, only because I just want you to be quiet because we're working on, like,
but
audio.
But that's, you know, just the way that, I kind of move from one thing to the next in my head, right? You know, I guess you call that a nervous tic or a tic, some sort of tic anyways.
Yeah. I think people have strange tics. What's yours? What's your nervous tic? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. The only way to normalize nervous tics is to talk about them. I'm in the process of chewing my face off. If you look inside my mouth, my cheeks are so bitten up. And I was embarrassed by it. And then I looked online and it's like a really common nervous tic, this cheek biting.
Are you conscious of it when you do it and you're just like, oh, that tastes delicious?
No, I always thought I just did it when I was sleeping.
Yeah.
But now I catch myself doing it sometimes during the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's the anxiety and stress. Everybody's got something.
Yeah.
On our on our text line at 1-800-330-9999, we got a text saying, I pick my lip sometimes until it bleeds, only when I'm nervous.
Yeah. Try to stop that. I mean, also get a solid lip balm. Get a nice lip balm because, then you won't have any pieces of your lip kind of hanging off for you to pick at it.
Producer Sean has a John has a disgusting habit.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at least I'm not self-mutilating, though, Anna. I am a biter. I am a biter, but I bite pens.
You know, it doesn't bother me that you bite pens.
Yes, it does.
It bothers me that you leave them at our desk to use.
Yeah, that's the thing. It bothers me. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now because you're always walking over in this workstation or whatever, and there's nothing worse than me going to use a pen. I don't examine the pens before I use them. So I pick it up and I click it and I immediately feel that my thumb is in your mouth, in between your teeth. Like it just feels chewed up and disgusting.
The only reason I go over there is to fix your mistakes, Raven.
Oh, yeah.
Mistakes will be less.
Is that right?
That's the only reason I go behind the board.
All right. Hide behind that.
I think a lot of people chew pens. I think that's a common one, too. Hi, Kevin, what's your nervous tick?
My wife, she made me stop wearing a watch. Because she said when I wore it, I would fidget with it, and it would just irritate her to beyond belief.
I used to do something similar. So I would, whenever I was just running around, or I would get anxious or whatever, or I was thinking, and that was the thing. It was really when I was thinking, but I would like all of a sudden twist my watch because I wouldn't wear it tight. I wore it a little bit loose, so I would twist it, and then it would look like I was having anxiety, even though I was just kind of doing it while I was thinking. Mm-hmm. And so then I stopped wearing a watch. You can't show them any weakness, bro. Your wife is right. Your wife is right.
The craziest thing I've ever heard. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, I was playing a lot of cards then. But even in general, just, you know, in public, people see that and they think that you're nervous when maybe you're just thinking or whatever. Don't invite that weakness, man.
My husband has eczema on his hands terribly. Uh-huh. Like, we've tried everything. But it makes me crazy because I think he does it out of habit, like how you're saying, that he picks it. He like picks it, which I obviously we know makes it worse.
Sure.
Right. But I think he also does it as like a stress anxiety thing where he's constantly like picking his scabs on his hands. And that's disgusting as well. I'd rather him fidget with a watch. Michelle, what's your nervous tick?
I just have this habit of like snapping my fingers when I'm nervous. I've always had it. So it's so weird. I'll be in like a meeting and I'll just start snapping my fingers. So it's just what I've always done.
That is weird. Imagine you're standing up to a PowerPoint presentation and you're just like, yep.
I don't even realize I'm doing it.
Raven snaps his fingers too, but I don't think he does it out of stress or anxiety. I think he does it out of bad manners to get people's attention.
Yeah, I do it to get people's attention and point at them.
Right. It's not nice. I've told you a million times.
It means do your job. It means do better.
Oh, I mean,
go faster.
On. You sound insane.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's me. You want me to lie here? You want me to be honest with you? That's what I'm thinking is go faster. Do better.
The only way we're going to normalize having a nervous tick is to talk about it. So what do you have? Your nervous tick. 1-800-330-9999. I eat my face. It's my new thing. I don't think it's new. I think I do it on and off for years throughout my life, but lately it's worse than ever. I bite the inside of my cheeks. It's a nervous tick. Yeah. I was embarrassed by it, and then I Googled and did some research and realized it's one of the most common nervous tics that people have.
I just feel like when you're overwhelmed, when you've got a lot of stuff going on, like that's just kind of the thing you do. Some people chew gum really, really hard. Other people smoke cigarettes or whatever it may be.
Do you see me doing it?
You chew your cheeks from time to time.
Do you?
Sure.
Huh. Producer Sean, I know what your nervous tic is because you do it all the time. And then when you do it, I do it. It's like, go ahead. What is it?
Well, I have a few. I crack my knuckles. That's a big one.
Every time Sean cracks his knuckles, I immediately crack my knuckles and I can't help it. Even thinking about it. Stop, I can't.
He does it a lot.
When I do it to myself, it doesn't bother me. But when I hear other people do it, it freaks me out. Stop. Stop it.
I mean, that's just, that was your thumb. I'm like, that's not good for you.
Feels great. Yeah. Feels good, though.
Surgery on my thumbs. That's gross.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your nervous tick?
Oh my God, you guys, it's so bad. I don't realize I'm doing it, but I like pull out my own eyelashes.
Oh no.
Oh my God, I've gotten way better where I have some eyelashes now, a little bit, but I look at my college pictures, I look like an alien. I have no eyelashes. I guess, I don't know if I'm doing it in my sleep or if I'm nervous.
That's like a thing. I've heard that, right? Like, yeah, I think that's a condition that people do that. Like, there's even a word for it, actually.
Really?
Yeah. That's too bad because your eyelashes, you don't have as many of those as eyebrows. You need a friend next to you that's got like a unibrow that you could just take your aggressions out or your anxiousness out on.
It is a real thing.
Yeah, I told you. It's a thing.
Trichotillomania.
I knew somebody else who did that.
Huh.
Well, I'm sorry. Relax.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure everything's good. Get a rubber band on the wrist or something. We all have to have an outlet.
there's suggestions online on what to do to stop doing it. Put Band-Aids on your fingertips. Then you just look like a weirdo.
It's a reminder.
Put petroleum jelly on your fingers, but it makes it so sloppy every time you have to do anything else. You just live with Vaseline on your fingers.
Also strange, right?
I sit on my hands. Like, what if you have to work on the computer? How do you just keep sitting on them?
just try and remain calm. That would be my advice, right?
Okay. Charlie, what's your nervous tic?
So I don't know if this is true, but all my friends say that I can't control the volume of my voice when I get nervous, but I get like really loud. But I don't know. I think I'm just like a naturally loud guy, but they say like I get boisterous when I get nervous, which maybe it's true. Maybe all that like nervous energy builds up inside me and I get a little bit too much.
The guys that I work with are so loud. So we have our meetings, and it's not when they're nervous. It's when they're excited. And they're always excited about some nonsense.
Pretty much.
It could be the dumbest thing in the whole world.
At least one of us.
Yeah. And it becomes, and then when one starts and they're loud, the other one has to unmatch them loud. And we're radio people.
Like, right.
We're the loudest people on earth. And you get five or six of them in a room, and I get so mad because then you got a migraine. And now you got the rest of the day with this migraine from six grown men just shouting at the top of their lungs for no reason whatsoever.
It's primal, man. All right. This is your subconscious doing it, basically like a king of the jungle type thing. So you get excited and you want to let people know, like, this is my area where I'm going to get excited and this is where I'm going to do my thing. Nervous, whatever you want to call it. And then other people back away and they give you the room to do your thing. That's why you get so loud.
Okay. Yep.
I think excitedness and nervousness are close cousins.
Oh, of course they are. They're right next to each other. That's the fun, man.
With DoorDash, you can order it all. Use the app or shop online at DoorDash.com with promo code ORDER22 for 50% off your first order. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorDash.